This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Bisexual bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's right, this is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. We're here to put the B in LGBT. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Christina.
And we've got a pretty special guest today. Anthony, you do.
Ellie Fowler from the Shantuzies.
Yay!
Very excited to be here.
Well, I shouldn't say just the Shantuzies. There's quite a list of places that people find you.
That's right. I've done other things.
Yes, many things. Yeah. And also our good friend Toddy Goldsmith couldn't be here tonight.
So Toddy, get well soon. She's not feeling well and she rang me and went, help, I can't go in. I don't feel very well. I went, you stay put, sweets. Yes. Leave it to me.
Yes, leave it to Ellie.
Well, she's got a kitten to cuddle and some stuff to make.
She has got a kitten to cuddle.
Oh, fantastic.
I love her. Cats purr at a frequency that encourages your body to heal.
Yes, because I have three cats and I've had them for like 20 years and I always put them on bits of my body that hurt and make them purr because you can make cats purr.
Purr! Heal me!
And they do.
They listen.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God. So
their vibration.
So forget an ice pack or...
Oh, no, just get a cat.
Yeah, just get, grab any cat you can find.
Just don't put them in the microwave to heat them
just,
up.
No, that's true.
That would just rub them really quickly. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
And they'll purr.
So this is Australia's only bisexual show on Joy 94.9.
Which is Australia's only LGBTIQ radio station.
It is. And we're trying to broaden our reach. We're trying to reach more people, more bisexuals.
We've got to Germany.
And by allies. We have got to Germany.
It's our bisexual agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bi vibe kind of reached the members of the Shantuzies somehow.
Well, at least you thought it had.
Yeah.
Here's the funny story.
Well, okay, it's official. Toddy Goldsmith is not bisexual.
I am so cut.
It's all right.
But she wants to be.
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's not over till the fat lady sings, and I'm only just warming up. So.
Yes, you are just warming up, and I felt the vibe from you. And you know what, folks? Ellie wants to be bisexual too.
Do you want to be bisexual?
Well, sure.
Because you know you can.
That's why she's here. That's
not
right.
Not to put you on the spot, but declare your sexuality on live radio.
But you see, what we're all given when we come out is these little magic wands with bisexual dust that we just tap on people and we can make them be bisexual.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So you've tapped me.
I'm trying my hardest.
Right, okay.
See, I just go straight for the water sources.
Right. Well, I haven't had any water yet. So.
Would you like some? I'm offering her a bottle of water.
Sure.
If you want to get in touch and have a chat with us, you can message us on 0427JOY949, which is 0427569949, or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can check out the podcast later, which will be up at joy.org.au/triplebypass. Or check us out on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy. Also, we're on Twitter. We're on everything.
Yeah, get involved.
You remembered all of that.
We're going to be on Instagram.
You didn't read that or anything. So impressed.
Yeah, she rehearses for hours before the show.
You guys can't see, but I am blushing a little bit.
She stands in front of the mirror.
Right.
Because that's what I do, so I assume everyone does that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm there with my tennis racket and my hairbrush doing... All the moves for a gig.
Well, I was going to say, but you've done the moves. You know, you've transported the tennis racket onto the stage.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, that's you've got to get it out of the bedroom and onto the stage eventually.
Right. I'm sure there's a law against that somewhere.
Take your word for it.
Yeah.
Now, Ellie, you're not a stranger to Joy 94.9,
no,
are you?
No, I love it in here.
Right.
So we're popping in here all the time.
Great. So you've been on previous shows?
Yes. I can't even tell you what shows. We've been early in the morning. We've been late at night. We've covered all times of the day.
Okay. Do you get sick of talking about the Shantuzies or is this something?
No, never.
Great.
No, it's always fun. I love those girls and I love getting up and gigging and yeah.
There were some really rocking outfits, I will say that.
Oh my God, yeah.
We like a little sequin or two.
Yeah,
a little sparkle, a little bit of sparkle.
So how did you get involved? How did that all start?
Hang on, before we go there, we still haven't told your embarrassing story about how
I'm deliberately trying to move away from that story.
Now, while the Shantuzis are no strangers to Joy being very forward allies, as you guys all are, there is a particular reason why we invited you on Touchable Bypass Show, which was Anthony.
I'm trying to be a good producer for the show, and I'm trying to find bisexuals out there. Normally you can spot them, right?
Right.
Again, that neon sign.
That thing, yeah, yes. Yeah. And I had a friend of mine who is meant to be a reliable source. I kind of now imagine this friend to be this like the same caliber of advisor as sort of Donald Trump's advisors about the information he kind of gets. Kind of similar, you know.
It's a bit of Sean Spicer,
bit off the mark. Just a bit
of Sean Spicer.
Slightly off the mark. Yeah.
Spice is better than Brennan. Just going to put that out.
Yeah. This is true.
So this friend saw Toddy Goldsmith. I can't even tell you when it was. Toddy, it was probably years ago at the Greyhound.
Oh, instant game.
And concluded that she was bisexual.
Right. And then ran and tell Anthony.
But why not lesbian? Why bisexual? Like, why why not, I don't know, why not?
Is maybe she'd had a couple of publicised sort of romances, so he went, well... Oh no, she could have been a mask.
Yeah,
so you know, to hide her. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Ali, you've been to the Greyhound too, haven't you?
I have been to the Greyhound.
So clearly,
I went to the Greyhound and with my flatmate, and he was there with his partner or something. And then the next thing, he turned around and I had been picked up.
Oh,
like
wow.
No, literally off the ground by a very large boned girl. Who went, oh my God, I love you. And she picked me up and my little feet were like, you know, like little duck feet sort of dangling in the air. And I was looking at him a bit like, oh, I'm in the clutches of a very large boned girl.
Yeah. Very large lesbian has me by the hair.
Yeah.
She could have been bisexual.
She could have been bisexual.
Possibly bisexual.
Anyway, he rescued me. Anyway, I had a very nice time at the Greyhound.
Was that your first time at the Greyhound?
I think it was. Not at a, you know, at a gay pub or anything. Oh, right. But, you know, I lived in Sydney for many years. You're I'm an actor.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
surrounded by gay men.
So you're going to out any
women,
of them? No, we're not going to out anyone.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that's good. That could be a show, couldn't it? Where I just go on air and just read out a list of names.
Ali Fowler's Little Gay Book.
I was going to say, yeah. So it would be is it stereotypical to say it'd be a little pink book? Is
little
that
pink book? Yeah. Little rainbow book.
Well, speaking of wanting to come out, we've actually just got an email in. So this is from Genevieve in New Zealand. I'm in my mid-20s and questioning. I just wanted to thank you all for what you do. I grew up in a very conservative conspiracy theorist household, leading constantly about the gay agenda. Detoxing from that has been a long and slow process, and I'm only now beginning to acknowledge that I'm probably not 100% straight. Well, thank you so much for messing us in. I have to admit, conservative conspiracy theory seems to be pretty tightly wound up at the moment, but the gay agenda has been on the news a bit for the last few years. It's been...
I've got a funny
story.
Well,
thank God for that. About time we're on the agenda.
Well, we're not on the agenda.
We are the agenda.
We've got our own agenda. But yeah, Genevieve, it's and obviously she was saying that listening does help. And I think it is great to hear people, especially, you know, people like yourself, Ali, where there are a lot of people who've grown up and seen you come forward and say, this is okay. And it's a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. I think sometimes we need the straight community to bat for us.
Yes.
You know, we need people that are actually willing to say, yeah, I'm heterosexual. I've got no problem with that. My best mate's whatever, and I've got no problem with that.
Yeah.
So stop being dicks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And that's with your New Zealand accent.
That's with my New Zealand accent.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Stop being ducks. Stop. Or ducks.
Or dicks.
Or dicks.
That's it. See, I thought, are you saying deck?
No.
Look, dicks. No one knows what we say.
She's saying dicks.
I'm saying.
But it sounds like you've got ducks.
or decks.
Or decks.
Well, speaking
anyway,
of... speaking,
sorry,
speaking
everyone.
Speaking of the straight community doing something for the queer community, the Shantuzi... And I was saying this to you earlier, but the Shantuzi songs often play... Well, it's not unusual to hear them being played at the Peel nightclub. And I know I've boogied... Do you often get compared to Bananarama? Because the two kind of came sort of
We used to a bit in the day... Oh, we still do a bit. I think people sometimes go, oh, yeah, I remember you. You were in that you're in that girl band, you know, Bananarama. And it's like, no, no, that was that they were English and they've got a lot more money. But well, we're better looking.
Well, true. So, yeah, true. But that's the true thing. That. Shantuzies to me has always had a very like Antipodean sound. It's a very Australian band to my ear. Yeah. So I don't know how, because I'm also a musician, so it's like, how can you confuse that with Bananarama? They're kind of two different genres.
Although at the beginning of last year, this time last year, we toured with Bananarama,
which was
fun. Yeah, wow. Around Australia. Yeah, it's great.
I think Bananarama, I think they're great, that person.
It is
name.
A mouthful. That
you
isn't
sort of forget how many hits they had.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, you kind of rattle off a few and then you go, oh, wow, yeah, no, I know this. Oh, shit, this was a hit as well.
Well,
and
speaking of hits, we're actually going to go to a break. We're going to play your first hit.
Really?
Witch Queen. I saw that title and I just got very excited. So that's coming up, guys. So stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass and you're on Joy.
Hey, we're the Veronicas and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9 and you're listening to Triple Bypass, the bisexuality show here on Joy. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Ali.
Woohoo! Yay! We have Ali from the Chantuzies joining us today. We just played their first release, Witch Queen.
That's right. God, that was a while ago. That was very exciting. And we had we shot the film clip at what's that old castle place at Eltham? What are you? Montsalvat.
Oh, that burnt down.
Montsalvat.
What?
Did it?
When? No.
I might be making that up.
Yeah, you're making up sources.
Yeah, you heard that in the Greyhound, didn't you?
It has not burnt down.
You've just got to stop
fake with news. Fake
news. You're a fake shocker. News.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, no. Montsalvat.
And it was directed by Peter Faiman, who'd just done Crocodile Dundee. So he was, you know, the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And I remember we had all these film crews were coming in to interview him about doing a film clip, nothing to do with us. But, excuse me, we're over. Oh, nice. No. To have a chat to him.
And then you had Hugh Jackman in your recent film clip.
We do.
Yes. And Eric Bana.
And Anthony LaPaglia.
Anthony LaPaglia, who was a spunk and a half.
A few hotties there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, their wives are friends of ours. Well, they're friends of ours as well, but their wives are really good friends. So we were trying to think, how do we get a bit of airplay, not so much on the radio, but just on television and, you know, the magazine articles and social media, all of that sort of thing. And so actually it was myself. I came up with the brilliant idea of let's see if we can get the boys to pretend to be our backing band. So we spoke to their wives and we said, you know, girls, do you reckon they'd do it? And they said, leave it to us. So it was fantastic, which was very gracious of them. And they were so happy to do it.
Quite
it was lovely.
Funny video, because one of my favourite songs, actually.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Great song.
Yeah.
But yeah, watching. I think it's Hugh. No, not Hugh.
Eric's playing the drums. He's hysterical. And then he's doing all this sort of very serious, like twirling, but the drumsticks, but it's like really bad. But he looks like he thinks he's really good doing it.
It's check it out funny. On YouTube, guys.
All right.
If you have a favourite one of the Chantilly song, you can let us know and message us in on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We'll also be putting up this later as a podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass.
Yes. Now, Ali, we talked about not underestimating the influence, I guess, and the impact that the Chantuzies or public figures can have on people in the community, and we had a message during the week that was actually quite meaningful that we'll read out to you.
We had a Jamie Bell send us an email.
Jamie Bell, gorgeous. Jamie,
and she said that she noticed the Chantuzies were on the show and that she had been you guys had been a massive help to her with the advice you guys had given her on coming out, and she came out to her mum yesterday and it went so well.
Congratulations, Jamie.
Yes, congratulations, well, Jamie. That's fantastic.
But she wanted to pass on her thanks and her love because she just thinks you guys are the best bunch of girls.
Oh, well, she's so sweet. And we've never met. She's in Scotland, freezing her ass off. God bless her. But she's always terribly supportive and, you know, sends us lovely messages and stuff. And so I don't know whether I was that much help, but I think Totty and Ange were quite helpful.
Well, it's
with some sage advice.
It's a pretty big moment for young people. So it's
I guess it is. It's hard to imagine. See, I don't know, but I guess it would be. I suppose it depends on your parents too.
Oh, yeah.
So for some people, it may be not such a big moment, but
Yeah, and you go through a long time rehearsing it in your head about what it's going to sound like, how you're going to say it, what you're going to do. And by the time the individual actually gets to the point where they're coming out, what's not noticed is that anguish and grappling with, and what shall I say and how shall I say it. And I think the great thing that's so meaningful about her message is that she found some inspiration in your band and some support through your group. So, wherever you can get the help, I reckon.
Too, by going on to, over the last couple of years when she's gone on to various Twitter sites and things, and not just the Shantuzis but also the Wentworth site, she's had an enormous amount of feedback and support from other people on those sites, sort of everyone, it's a whole community of people.
I have to say that when we put up on Triple Bypass Facebook page that the Shantuzis, or members of the Shantuzis, were coming on, the response was instantaneous and massive.
Really?
People were threatening to camp out the front of the building.
Yeah.
Not threatening. Just saying.
A friend of mine. But it was immediate.
And then they just got me, because Ed's at home and Tot's sick, and you've just got me.
None of this business.
None of that.
We have another message from Zach, who just wants to write in and say that he's a gay male who loves a bi male and happy to hear our allies are ever growing.
Thanks.
So thank you from Zach and from the rest of us for being allies.
Yeah. Pleasure, pleasure.
Ellie, you might not know this. I think we've mentioned the facts a few times on the show, but bisexual men are some of the least likely people to come out across the gender spectrum. About 11% of bisexual men will come out to their friends and family. And bisexuals overall, only about 30% ever come out to their friends and family. So for lesbians and
gay men, it's
about 50% increases. I think with family, it's actually gotten up to 70 and 80 in English-speaking countries. Of course, it's different in countries where the repercussions are a little more... Yeah.
Where you get killed.
Yeah.
And I love the way that's a repercussion. Just a repercussion.
Just do what you want, but beware of the consequences.
It's all those things when you're planning trips. It's like, could I get away in Russia with this haircut? Is it too short? Would they look at me and think, she probably eats pussy sometimes?
Oh, isn't that scary?
My wife and
I have
had
to eat pussy.
She does eat pussy.
I didn't.
Oh, that's so bad that you eat pussy.
I know.
But my wife is very androgynous. We've had that discussion about going to places like Russia and stuff, and she says, I'm just going to go and drag. I'm going to go as a man. I'd feel safer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting because it's not one of the other things. I imagine it's hard to imagine when you're planning a trip having to look at the country for your legal.
Mm. It's appalling, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's interesting because I think as bisexual people, having people, confirm from any place of any voice that is out there and puts up to the public, by the way, this is a real thing, particularly with bisexual men, because there's a lot of stigma around bisexual guys actually being gay and just not willing to admit it, and bisexual girls, we're just putting it on for male attention.
And you notice how that's so penis-centric.
It all just goes back to the dick.
Yeah, it's all about the dick.
It's all about
apparently, but it's not, actually. Sometimes.
Sometimes it's about the dick. Sometimes. Dick is fine. Dick is great. So is badge. Yes. Dick and badge.
Well, Ellie, welcome to Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9.
We like both things.
So can I ask you, I was sort of interested in some of the reactions and the comments that we had about you coming on. Off the top of your head, what's the strangest thing or the weirdest thing that's happened on tour or performing?
Sometimes you get some rather... unsavory things called out of the audience, to you when you're on, yelled out when you're on stage.
Can you punch them legally?
Why would you go to a show to yell?
They just want to see certain parts of you.
Oh.
So it's not like they're being nasty, I guess, but they're certainly not poets. Let me just put it that way.
Poem about your lotus blossoming and I get to witness this,
maybe, but it's
could
it's
you give
not...
it as a haiku?
What? Yeah. Haiku will get my clothes off every time.
Oh, wow. look at me. Oh, the haiku, the old haiku rears its ugly head. But I guess, there's so many funny stories about being on the road. It's a very fun job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bed swapping on the road. Well, there used to be in the old days.
Right.
Lots of people not where they're supposed to be in the morning.
Right.
Going, where are you? Okay, no, where are you? Yeah,
we're getting warmer now. This is where I want
to be. This is where we're going to have to leave it because we've got to go to a break, and I want you guys all just to keep listening to hear more when we come
this
back.
This is true.
This is Triple Bypass. We're here with Ali from the Shantoozies, and this is Joy.
Melbourne's most lovable radio station, Joy 94.9.
Most lovable. I like that. This is Triple Bypass, the most lovable show on Joy.
Quite lovable.
I have no facts to support that. I'm just going to say it anyway.
It's just conjecture.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, this is Triple Bypass. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Ali.
That's right. Yeah. We have Ali from the Shantoozies with us tonight. We've been chatting about some of the songs we've been playing. We played Witch Doctor, which was, I think, the first one
Witch Queen.
And this song that just came out. Well, there's talk about New Orleans and voodoo.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Marie, la voodoo vaux.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone wants to sing along. That's what that is.
She was the voodoo queen.
Yeah.
Yep, she was a nasty.
Yeah.
And we just played LGBT by Cupcake, which is a great ally song, which we played because the Shantoozies have been very firm allies for the queer community for quite a while now. Didn't Toddy celebrate was a celebrant at a wedding?
She does a lot of gay weddings, yeah.
And she was on Sex Life in the 90s, which was very LGBT positive as a television program.
And did she also co-host the 87 Mardi Gras in Sydney?
She did. She did.
Right, yes.
Oh, she's all over it.
She's all over it.
Oh, look, let's just say she is. You saw her at the Greyhound.
I thought so.
I think that's enough.
Toddy, join us.
Sure. You don't actually have to put your face in a vagina to be bisexual in this room.
That's right. That's right.
Or
we're
ever.
All bi.
Or ever. Like
bipartisan.
Nice one.
Shop at Bilo. We don't shop at Bilo.
We love a pun here on the show.
Buys just have the best puns. There's just so much you can do with it.
Yeah.
So much. It's great.
But our t-shirts for Pride March were by the by and by.
Oh, that's so good.
So good. That was suggested to us by a listener. I just ran with that.
Yeah, no, she'd heard us talk about on the show because said to you that, you know, we'd been talking before about how one of the Shantoozies fans actually talked about how they'd given her some advice about coming out to her mum, which she's done recently. Hope you're listening, Jamie, and from Scotland. And then what happened after that was we talked about coming out. And it's interesting because as bisexual people, we often have to keep coming out. I think it's one of the few sexualities where you actually have to come out even when you're in a relationship because people, you know.
Right, because then they think once you're, say you're with a girl, then they go, all right, you're sorted. Yes. That's it. You're going that way now. Yes. Then totally. You go, no, I could. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I could change at any time.
Turn on a dime like a polo pony.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It's a hard one to reconcile because when I've had female partners, I feel like I have to prance in the door when I go to my family gatherings just so that they don't forget that there's, you know, this doesn't mean I'm heterosexual, everyone.
Bring out the celibate essence.
Darling, give me my mom.
What, in case your mother, like, just bursts into tears and
grandchildren!
Oh, my goodness. God, it was the longest phase ever.
I must admit that when I'm in a straight relationship, I have the desire to butch it up a little bit sometimes and just like wear more men's clothing. I usually wear my boyfriend's clothings. Yes. I'll wear my boyfriend's clothings. Yeah, I get totally what you mean. It's like, do not forget that I am queer. And I am going to give you all of the things that make you think I'm queer, all of the stereotypes in your face, just to remind you that I may have dick right now, but I could also have vagina at some point. Right. I could.
Genital salad.
I really like talking about genitals.
Genital salad. Oh. I'm not so sure about that.
Thank you for bearing this.
I prefer genital pizza.
I suppose, like, so if you guys have obviously been pizza. Participating.
Yeah. It's the word genital that's actually, sorry,
it is,
Ruby.
It's not a very nice word, is it? Really?
It's not good.
No.
It's a bit formal.
Isn't it?
I was going
Ruby,
to say.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, I was saying if members of your band have been, you know, hosting Mardi Gras, so you've probably had interaction with the queer community for a really long time. Now, was bisexuality always a part of the community as you knew it, or did that kind of come along a bit later?
No, I think for me, I'm trying to think back in the sort of 80s or whatever that it tended to be that when you knew someone who may identify as bisexual now, they probably used to say of themselves, oh, no, I'm a lesbian, or know I'm a gay man. You know, like mm-hmm. they wouldn't, they tended to sort of define it for themselves. And I don't know whether that was a pressure that was put on them by society. There used to be a thing where people would say, oh, it doesn't really exist. Bisexuality doesn't really exist.
You know,
you're either one or the other. So it's just, you're a bit confused or something, but you're really this. Mm. I don't know. So,
the most recent example of that was when, little boy George.
I don't know. He's not so little no more.
So after George Michael's partner claimed that George Michael's Twitter had been hacked after his Twitter had been hacked when he posted how George Michael had killed himself, and he's like, I didn't write that, that was hacked. And boy George was saying, oh, saying I'm hacked is like saying, oh, I'm sniffing because I've got allergies or I'm bisexual.
Okay, so even
absolutely
now. Yeah. Really, I need to be upset with him
just a little bit,
just a bit. But so was Twitter, which was nice.
I do think it's a generational thing, because I remember going up to Queensland for my sister's wedding, and one of her husband's aunts screamed gay to me, just screamed it. And I said, oh, is she gay? She goes, she used to be. How do you used to be gay? Oh, she fell in love with a man. Oh, so she's bi, I guess.
Right.
She used to be gay. She used to be a lesbian.
Yeah, she got over it.
Yeah, because you can. It's like malaria. You just get over it. Yeah. With
it's
a couple
a really
of drugs.
Long
and
phase.
It's a really long phase. Mine's lasted for 21 years.
Alec, can I ask you, because you've done lots of television as well.
I have.
Have there, and you know, I'm hopeless with, you know, television, but gay characters, queer characters, you know, have they ever been sort of scripted into stories? And
well, she's on Wentworth a lot.
Well, I'm on Wentworth, so we've got a few gay characters on Wentworth and a few gay sort of storylines. And I played a lesbian in a relationship on. I can never remember the name of anything. My friend taught me I've got to do that, and that you can't see it. It's not a visual medium. Anyway,
radio.
You sort of put your finger into your nail, into the side of your thumb, and apparently there's some sort of pressure point there, and it helps you remember things. But look, I'm not coming up with anything.
Oh, God, I've just regressed into my childhood.
It was a show on the ABC, a show called GP. It was a drama series, and I played a... I was in a lesbian relationship, and we were wanting to have a baby. And that was in the late 80s, I think I did that episode. And that was considered still
radical.
At that time. Yeah, radical.
Very radical.
Yes. Isn't it ridiculous? It just is like, oh, God.
Was there an on-air kiss? Did it go
Yeah,
that
we
far?
Had a bit of an on-air kiss.
Okay. Was that one of the first in Australian television?
Might have been. It wasn't like a big pashy-pashy kiss, but it was, you know.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a big pashy-pashy kiss.
Yeah, but it was definitely...
I wanted to go...
Yeah. I remember getting a lot of press, like people you know, a lot of papers ringing me up and asking me what I thought. And
did
I'm
people...
like, what, really? All right, now I'm sort of a spokesperson for this, but absolutely fine. I can't see what the problem is if there's love in a household and everyone loves the child. What's the issue?
True. You've just become my favourite Shantuzi.
But after this, did people assume, therefore... Were you being asked if you were gay because you'd kissed another woman on screen?
I think maybe a little bit. I think people have often thought, because I've got a deep voice and I'm sort of, I guess you could say, kind of tomboyish, I suppose. I don't know if I'm like
If you like.
I'm not a girly girl.
That's
you know.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Well, a bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, girls
don't jump on me when I say stuff like that, because I do jump on myself. It's a good thing for you not to feel as if you need to be a girly-girly thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are lots of women out there that don't feel girly-girly.
Girly-girly. So I think sort of sometimes people have often sort of wondered, oh, could she be, maybe? And it's like...
Because there's also that, like, some viewers don't seem to be able to separate the actor from the role.
Yes, exactly.
And have this, I wonder if that means she's really... And I do it myself, watching The L Word. I'm like, is she gay? Because she looks really gay to me.
Yeah.
I really want her to be gay. Can she be gay?
Acting.
Yeah. It's acting.
They're mentioning Cam, like Cam. Is it Cam? Is it a straight actor who...
Yeah.
Play the gay guy. Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because there's a whole thing in Hollywood where they say gay actors can't play straight characters, though. I think there was a big fuss where the guy from Will and Grace, who plays Will's friend.
Jack.
Because he played a straight character, someone, and it's like, oh, he can't do it. There's not a chance.
Portia de Rossi's been doing it her entire life.
Yes.
And I could tell you all sorts of people that have in Australia that have been doing it their entire lives. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, I won't because it's not my business. But
Wentworth Miller from Prison Break plays a straight as F character on Prison Break.
Yeah.
He came out over the Russian law changes, actually, because he was invited to the country. He's like, I can't go there because I'm gay. And you just made that illegal.
Right. Good on Wentworth.
Yeah. Good on you, Wentworth.
What is it about prison shows and homosexuality?
That's my fantasy.
Look, it was one of the first places where they actually started to even, like, acknowledge its existence, but it did seem to be kind of, like, you know, sidelined with deviancy and criminal behaviour.
Well, yeah, that's all that gay for the stay stuff, too, is just, like, you know, love the one you're with.
Which I think is interesting, because obviously if you fall in love with someone and you're in prison, you've got the capability of falling in love with someone of the same gender.
Obviously.
I used to work in a prison, and we used to leave condoms around, and it wasn't talked about. It wasn't something that was made. We didn't do a song and dance about it, but because there's a lot of STIs that get
That's an amazing thing that you guys did. I think Because I remember reading a report in the late 90s when they're still trying to tackle the HIV thing about incidences of HIV in prisons were on the rise at that time, because they were like, no, there's no sex in our prisons, and we can't give them condoms because that might make them have sex with each other. It's like, well, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't we be responsible and give them some sheaths?
Was this in the United States?
No, it was here in Australia.
I was going to say, because like 70% of their schools still teach abstinence and sex ed. So, you know.
Because I heard on the radio, was it yesterday? I was listening to Radio National, and there was a guy talking about Changi prison during the war.
Yeah, right.
And saying that, homosexuality was very prevalent in Changi.
Yeah,
it's prevalent.
Prevalent everywhere.
It's well, I suppose that, yeah. I mean, so what does that mean? Does that mean that, you said, if
gay for the stay.
Yeah, it would love the one you're with, you know, if you can't be with the one you... Which is another song of ours.
Yes.
Speaking of songs of yours, this next song we're playing isn't one of yours, but you did pick it.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing that up next. If you want to hear what Ali Fowler from the Shantuzies has chosen, you're going to have to keep listening to Triple Bypass on Joy.
Hi, this is Sam Smith, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass, and I just scared Ali Fowler from the Shantuzies by turning the mic on too early.
Did I talk over Sam Smith?
Yeah, you said weird, and it was great.
Oh, take that, Sam Smith.
You're weird.
Things have gotten pretty exciting back here with us.
Oh, yeah. Woo, we're going off.
Yes.
We always do a Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. We're here to talk about bisexuality and 80s pop and 80s girl bands, and one of the biggest Australia has had, the Shantuzies.
That's right. The only girl band, I think, for a long time.
That's what I was going
to say. And wasn't it you guys just got together because you wanted to play at Toddy's 25th birthday or something, and you're just like, oh, this is really cool, let's keep going.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That's the best way, man.
So, I was down in Melbourne doing Neighbours at the time, and I met Toddy, and we all decided, we were going to do a cabaret show, there used to be a sort of 50s and 60s girl band called the Singlets. They used to have beehive hairdos and do kind of a cabaret show thing. And we went, oh, let's do something. And they were in Sydney. They were based in Sydney. And we were like, let's do something like that. And then Tot's brother walked past the window of her place and went, oh, you don't want to do that. No, that's lame. You need a band. Leave it with me. So off he went, and he was a bass player, and recruited a couple of his mates. And then we went, okay, well, we've got to sort of have something to aim for. Otherwise, we'll never get out of the bedroom. Mm. So we, played at Toddy's father's club, The Underground, in King Street here in Melbourne. Wow. For her 25th birthday. And that's where, and then he gave us a residency. And then David Courtney, who was an English producer who'd worked a lot with Leo Sayer, he'd co-written a lot of his songs and produced a lot of his early stuff. And he was in Australia, and he had this song, Witch Queen, in his back pocket, and was kind of looking to do a Stock Aitken Waterman kind of thing.
Yep.
And went, oh, you know, I just need to find a band. I need to find a vehicle. And someone went, well, go along and see this band that are playing at the Underground. They've got a residency on Thursday nights or something for the next 6 weeks. And he went and came along, saw us, and went, perfect. And that was it.
That's what dreams are made of, man.
I know. So, you know, all those people that do the hard yards, not us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All happened at the Underground.
When I was in the band back in the day, that was my dream. Someone would just come in and go, I have a song here for you.
Yeah.
You sound great. Let's go.
Let's all go.
You took that dream from me, Ellie.
I'm sorry.
I think now we're more likely someone finds your music on MySpace page or something like that and sends you an invite.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your stuff.
Yeah.
It actually happened with Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, and what's her snots? The woman from who did London. Oh, what's her name?
Oh, don't look at me. I'll just stick my nails in the side of my thumbnails again.
The English chick who's really cool and I love her to death. It's hard out here for a bitch. It's hard. Who's that?
Someone phone in.
Someone
email
please.
Us quick if before the please. Show's over.
You can.
Lily Allen.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. You win your own prize.
I do win my own prize.
You can't win at your own party.
But we're just saying, I mean, in the 80s, there weren't many girl bands here in Australia in the
80s. No, there weren't. There was a great band in Melbourne with Vicar Bull and two other girls. It wasn't Linda, but it was called, and they were called Sophisticated Boom Boom.
Ah, yes.
They were great. They were really cool. And they used to play all the time at Inflation, which was up the road from the Underground. And when the Underground closed, then you'd go up the road to Inflation.
Recovery.
Yeah. Well,
recovery.
We didn't call it that. We just called it Drink More. You young people. Crazy young people.
So can we ask you your connection with The Who and Who Are You, which we just played?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was given that record for my, 14th, 15th, mm-hmm. maybe 15th birthday by my then boyfriend at the time. Gary.
Gazza.
At Gazza. And God knows where Gazza is now. Probably running some giant multinational loaded and I'm just going, it's going on.
Sorry, Gazza.
Anyway, sorry, Gazza. and I can still see we were at the back of my parents' place and we were all smoking down the side of the house. There were a whole group of us. It was my birthday. And I had on pale blue, baby blue Levi cords and a Golden Breed T-shirt.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Rocking it.
I was rocking it, smoking my Marlboros.
Oh, your Marlboros? Nice.
And I say now, kids, don't smoke.
No.
I'm not proud of it, kids. Not proud of it
at
all.
With your deep voice.
With my deep, husky, old lady voice.
We are going to fit in the latest song with our tattoos. We're going to have to wrap up here. So,
all right, certainly.
Things that you guys can be proud of. Firstly, thank you so much for coming on the show.
But I don't actually have to leave. I can just sit in here and still keep talking.
Yeah.
It's just that I won't be on the air.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, no problem.
We'll pop out a couple of bottles of bubbly.
Yeah. Oh, look, maybe a sleeping bag and a pillow.
That'd be great.
I've got some Marlboros.
Don't worry, listeners. We'll still be chatting, but you've been able to hear this again. If you liked what you heard or you just came in near the end, you can check out the whole thing. We put up the podcast at joy.org.au/triple bypass. We've been chatting with Ali from the Shantuzies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ali.
Thanks for having me.
Totally. It's been delightful.
They've got a pretty awesome record of standing by our community.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm glad to see
that. Well, I shouldn't say that about our own record. Awesome record.
Great record.
Yeah, like
one
I'm applauding myself.
That stands next to community.
You can definitely applaud yourself for that. Anyway, but thank you so much for joining us, guys. We'll be back again next week at 9. This has been Triple Bypass. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.